That's Jane Widdop running from her life with company there in an It's a Wonderful Knife. Welcome to Silver Screen Previews for the week ending November 12th, 2023. As usual, you can check this program out on Instagram Live and also on the Buzzsprout Podcast. My name is Rob Martin. Hello, there I am. And on the other side of the aisle, we welcome first-time co-host Alexandra. Hello, Alexandra.
Hello, hello.
Well, it's great to see you, and welcome to Silver Screen Previews.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, since this is the first time people are seeing you.
Okay. My name is Alexandra LaBelle. I'm originally from Massachusetts, but I grew up down here in the South. I'm a Carolina girl.
All right. That's beautiful. I
graduated from Western Carolina University in the mountains, and you know, I just can't decide what I want to do when I grow up, so I've kind of done a little bit of everything. I work for the airlines, I do a little bit of animal work, and some acting.
Ah, you have the best of all worlds. You can't go wrong with that kind of life.
Right.
So that's great. Where's your social media? Where can people find you on this dangerous internet, now that they call it?
I know, it's dangerous out there. Alexandra V, as in Victor, LaBelle. On Instagram, and then just my name on Facebook, Alexandra LaBelle, just a picture of my head.
There you go. That's right. You know, and I asked Alexandra, send me three different pictures so we can use in rotation, you know, for the future shows that she's going to be on. And she's like, really, three pictures? And I'm like, can I send more? And I'm like, no, just three. Just give me three. That's it. I'll be happy with that. So that's great.
Get under with the rag.
Yeah, right. So congratulations, you're on the show, and welcome aboard, Alexandra. Hey, we're talking about It's a Wonderful Knife, which is in limited theater release this past weekend. Now, this film is rated R, and it's starring Tyler, it's directed by Tyler McIntyre, who, of course, wrote Five Nights at Freddy's, and it stars Jane Widdop, who, of course, you know from Yellow Jackets, and Justin Long is here, Joel McHale is here, Cassandra Naud. After saving her town from a killer, Winnie travels to a parallel universe where, without her, things could be much, much worse. Alexandra, what is your review of It's a Wonderful Knife?
You know, when I saw William B. Davis on the screen, which is the, if you guys don't know, the cigarette-smoking man from X-Files, I had such high hopes for this film. I love him to death. And then Justin Long, his character in it, it was so funny and so different.
Where did it go wrong?
I mean, the death scenes were a little mediocre. I was expecting a little bit more. In the beginning, this guy is, you know, the killer is wearing this all white. I'm like, is he carrying around a tight stick? He's so clean. He just killed somebody. Clean. Tight stick. You know, it was just, there was only a handful of jump scares. It was kind of predictable who ended up with who, and I had such high hopes.
Does it remind you of any other movie that you've seen? Possibly.
Like Scream, maybe?
Scream.
The Slasher.
You know, you're on to something right there. But first, give us your thumbs up or thumbs down.
I have to go with thumbs down on
right.
this one.
All right, really so.
I had a hard time keeping my attention.
That's usually a crime in a horror movie. You can't keep the audience involved. Thumbs down from Alexandra. An indictment on this movie. It's a Wonderful Knife, which is in limited release, I'm sorry. Look, you're right. This reminds you a lot of a Scream because they use the same tactics. The killer wears a robe, only this time it's white. And this time, the mask is plain white, while on the other one it's Ghostface. But you usually have the same concept here working. What I saw, it was a combination of It's a Wonderful Life meets a slasher movie. And that, too, in itself, I thought was a big failure. Be it that it really didn't really know what it wanted to be, because you have people that are jokesters, like Justin Long and Joel McHale. And yet you have the seriousness of the slasher stuff. So I just thought that this was a marriage made in hell. It just didn't mix well at all. There was nothing of cohesion in here. What do you think, Alexandra?
Yeah, it didn't blend well. I could see where they were trying to go, and, you know, with the family, the holiday, and then the slasher, and then the comedic campiness of Justin Long's character and a few other characters that were in there for comedic relief, and it just didn't blend well, and they tried, and I wanted it to work, but I just wanted to take a nap.
Oh, God. Yeah, look, on top of the bad editing and the terrible lighting, which goes out throughout the entire film in the night sequences, you have lousy production values, which, you know, it shouldn't be taking place for a Christmas movie. They just went under the board here. I don't know if they didn't have enough money. It just wasn't a full investment from what I've seen in different movies.
I agree.
A demented, angelic killer. Not scary. Not scary at all. You got to do better than that. And
you said it was laundry, though.
Yeah, right. Exactly, right. Yeah, where is... save your money, people. Don't go see this movie. Justin Long is just not believable as a mayor or even as something else you'll see in the movie. So I'll just leave it at that. Look, yeah, for all it's worth, save your time, save your money. I can't recommend this film at all, even though it's a holiday movie. We're approaching Christmas. We haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving yet. Okay.
I know.
I don't know. Where are these movies going? Where are these movies going? I don't know.
In the trash.
In the trash, apparently. That's right. Correct. This movie gets a thumbs down from myself on It's a Wonderful Knife, which stars Justin Long, as I mentioned before, Cassandra Nod, Joel McHale, and Jane Widdop. All right. The next film tonight on Silver Screen Previews is something that was already in theaters and now is released on Netflix called The Killer, with David Fincher as the director and the great Michael Fassbender. After a fateful near miss, an assassin battled his employers and himself on an international manhunt he insists isn't personal. So I believe here's a clip from The Killer, out on Netflix right here on Silver Screen Previews. Michael Fassbender as a sharpshooter in The Killer. All right, Alexandra, what is your review on this film?
Well, it took me a little bit to get into it. The beginning is, you're getting a sense of who he is, how he thinks, very right. calculated, precise, disciplined, you kind of get that. And if you can hang on, you get to you get an even more, I think it's a good watch. It's more like the internal, I think, like mercenary movie, like movie I've seen. The mercenary movie is just like guns a-blazing, you know,
right.
I've got my storage units in each state. But this was more like an interesting internal take on like the killer's mind and what he's going through. And to be honest, I found myself really wanting to like him as a character, but the only time I liked him was that hospital scene. And any other time, I was just like, okay, he's just a kind of a stoic, calculated person. Mm. I thought it was, I don't know, like any other mercenary film, but you just get to kind of hear the internal monologue of the character.
You know, and what happens, too, in the first act is that his wife, or his girlfriend or his wife, gets shot or gets attacked in his private home in the Dominican Republic. So, as a result, she ends up in the hospital, and that's where, you know, Alexandra is describing that there's a hospital scene there where you see Michael Fassbender attending to his girlfriend slash wife, and there you see what has to happen. So that's the instigator for the rest of the film, in part in the second act and, of course, the third act. It plays pretty much as a procedural. But Alexandra, in this film, was it swaying you toward one way or another, toward the middle of the movie?
I mean, it definitely got better. I just really had a hard time. Like, it definitely kept me wanting to see where he was going with it. I love the scene with, what was it, the expert? The Q-tip, I guess they described
the Q-tip, yes. Tilda Swinton.
And it was a very interesting scene. I really enjoyed that scene.
That was probably the best scene of the whole thing, I thought.
Yeah, no, it was a great scene. And maybe because there was another character in it. But, there were bits and pieces of it that I really did enjoy. But overall, I didn't personally enjoy it.
You did not. All right, so that's a thumbs down or a thumbs up?
It's a thumbs down. It's definitely more cons than pros.
All right. Well, you know, when it comes to a movie like The Killer, you're dealing with an expert director in David Fincher, who, of course, we know from previous films and his long, decades-long history in the movies, obviously. So here, you have an excellent film, I thought. And it works more as a psychological thriller that really you can go into the mind of the killer. and who he tries, I guess he tries to survive what is presented in front of him. It's well written. It's a great script. It goes beat by beat. It's a revenge story, I guess. And an excellent editing as well. You can't go wrong here. I mean, each city that is involved in this movie has its own personality, and he molds himself into each city, which is kind of interesting, but only maybe a guy like Michael Fassbender could do that while still keeping his role as the killer guy. You know, his character really, you know, it changes identities, I guess, more times than Fletch here. I guess he plays a homage to a whole bunch of different movies and TV series. He tries to get an ID, or has an ID, of Felix Unger from The Odd Couple. He plays Lou Grant. Yeah. All this homage to like the 70s and 80s different TV characters. I really enjoyed it. I thought this was a kind of film that it takes a while to get into your system, but once it gets going, then you really feel the payoff with this character. He is probably the most organized guy I've ever seen on screen for a role there.
You see his drawers.
Yeah, look at those drawers. My God. And look at it, the action is intense. There's a lot of great action sequences here.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, so you will not be disappointed. It's David Fincher, it's Michael Fassbender, it's a match made in heaven. Definitely a thumbs up on this end for The Killer, rated R, which you can catch on Netflix. All right, and we saved the best for last tonight. The movie everybody's been talking about, be it good or bad, is in theaters now in wide release. We're talking about, of course, The Marvels with Brie Larson. Directed by Nia DaCosta. It's a PG-13 wide release. Carol Danvers gets her powers entangled with those of Kamala Khan and Monica Rambeau, forcing them to work together to save the universe. So this is the second movie in this series. Of course, The Marvel, I guess, Miss Captain Marvel. And this is in PG-13. Here's a clip. Sam Jackson and Iman Vellani as the Marvels. And of course, Brie Larson there at the beginning. All right, Alexandra, your review of The Marvels.
Okay, well, I am not a comic book person or a DC or Marvel or any of that. So I went in totally just for the movie to enjoy it. So I think I saw X-Men and Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire years ago. So I really enjoyed this. There was, it was an awesome blend of story, script, and acting. Mm-hmm. There were hints of unreconciled family drama in there with Monica and Carol. There's a hero is born moment with Kamala and, it's just, there's some great comedic moments. The Khan family is like, it was one of the best parts of the movie, the Khan. It was just amazing. And the comedic moments of the cat, the girl power. I love the power swap scene when they're figuring it out. And I just felt like I was hanging out with my teenage friends at a sleepover. It was, I thought overall it was very well done.
Interesting. The obviously they upped the ante here from the first film with Captain Marvel, aka Brie Larson. Did you think that she added to the story here, or was it more of the same, what you expected?
Well, like I said, I haven't seen anything prior to this.
Okay, so you didn't see the first one at all.
I
nothing
went
like
in totally unbiased. Like I just
not a Marvel person. They're gonna hate you. They're going to hate you, Alexandra.
It's not like I don't want to be. It's just that I just never really get into it. But it's okay. I like the X-Men, and I like stuff like that. But, I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. I thought it was really, really cool. This is my changing moment. Maybe I'm into it.
What a way to change into it. So I guess this is a thumbs up?
I enjoyed it.
Thumbs up.
Really
good. All right, so thumbs up from Alexandra. Yeah. Our brand new co-host on Silver Screen Previews making her first appearance. And we welcome her. Here, look, honestly, for me, this was really a downfall for the series. I thought it was delusional filmmaking at its worst, honestly. I mean, this is basically the same superhero movie that we've seen in different aspects or different conglomerations from the past, 3 to 5 years? Yeah, this is the same story. The same thing over and over and over again. They completely bombard you with the effects, the CGI. Even the CGI wasn't that good. It was as bad as Blue Beetle. That's how bad I thought it was. They could have done a better job. I mean, look, this one went through so many different reshoots and re-edits and things just to get it on the screen. So you have to give them a tip of the hat for that, for getting it actually out. During the strike. So the plot is very lazy. Think about it. Captain Marvel losing her powers to her friends. That's a plot hole that you can be fixed within 20 minutes. Not take an entire movie. I mean, they went through the Doctor Strange route here, where they go into something and they just keep plowing you with the entire story without fixing it when it can be fixed right away. And that's the problem here. I think that Captain Marvel suffers from Supermanitis. It's a hero that really can do no wrong. And then that presents a problem. Because when you can do no wrong, the character becomes stale. It becomes boring. So that's why they tried to flip in this little thing into the story where she loses her powers. And then her friends get the powers. And then she's got to try and fight to get the powers back. I just saw that it was worthless. I could not really see myself getting through this movie, but I had to do it for the show, so I had to do it.
I had to do it.
Look, this Nia DaCosta is a good director. Her Candyman from a couple years ago, that was a good film, actually. I liked that. Yeah, here I thought that she was handed a dud, ready to go, and then they just said, you know what, Nia, just go ahead, just shoot this movie. And of course, with the great help of Brie Larson, it went nowhere, so I have to give the Marvels, unfortunately, a thumbs down.
Oh, bummer.
I know, right? You thought I was going to go, like, happy, like, oh, yes, he's going to love that movie. Hey, that's what we do this show. Sometimes there has to be a difference of opinions, but that's what the great thing about the show. We try to give you everything honestly, no sugarcoating at all. All right, let's do a quick recap of this week's films on Silver Screen Previews. First, It's a Wonderful Knife, Alexandra.
Oh, thumbs down. Didn't blend well the traditional holiday theme with the slasher, what they were trying to do, and a little bit of campiness with Justin Long's character. Just wasn't working, and it just wasn't good, unfortunately.
All right, so a thumbs down from Alexandra on It's a Wonderful Knife. Look, when you're trying to mix a story of a Christmas lore, like It's a Wonderful Life, and you're trying to mix it up with a slasher film, that's just the recipe for a disaster. And that's exactly what you got here. Yep. A no-go. Save your money. Don't listen to the people that say, go watch this film. Don't do it. Justin Long is not worth it here. Hearing that annoying accent that he puts on. I couldn't understand that. Could you? Did you buy that accent at all?
I mean, I think his whole character was supposed to be like the spray tan. He had like a frontal denture into.
Yeah.
It just didn't blend well. Yeah. I mean, it just didn't blend. I don't know.
Joel McHale? What was he in this movie for?
I don't know. I didn't think he was fun.
No, it wasn't funny because it's a slash. I mean, they're trying to make it into a horror comedy. It didn't work, you know?
It didn't work.
If you want to see a horror comedy, go watch Totally Killer with Kiernan Shipka. There you go. See, I got the name out. Very good. All right, so both thumbs down for It's a Wonderful Knife. The second film tonight on Silver Screen Previews is The Killer, Alexandra.
Oh, unfortunately, it was a watch. If you can make it through the beginning, I think it had its moments.
Okay.
Thumb down. I didn't feel like. I mean, it was very mercenary feel through the film. I just didn't think that I liked the psychological part of it. It just it didn't have enough to keep me. I don't know.
Very good. So a thumbs down from Alexandra on The Killer. I gave it a thumbs up. I love David Fincher and his collaboration here with Michael Fassbender. Excellent film. Takes you inside the mind of a sharpshooter, aka killer, and what he has to do in order to get revenge against people that harmed his girlfriend, aka wife.
I like that.
So I gave it a thumbs up. All right, and the third and final film tonight on Silver Screen Previews, of course, the eagerly awaited The Marvels, Alexandra.
Oh, God. I liked it. I thought it was funny. I love Samuel L. Jackson. He was He has his little one-liners.
Well, it's not his fault. Family. Yeah, it's not his fault.
Well, I know, but... No, I loved his character. I loved the Khan family. I thought it had some great comedic moments. I'm not a comic book person, DC or Marvel, but maybe I just became one.
Very good. So a thumbs up from Alexandra on the Marvels. I thought the writing here was horrendous. Terrible, terrible plot twist that could have been solved in 20 minutes. Unfortunately, you have delusional filmmaking here. Very disappointing. Effects were really horrid as well, almost as bad as, or maybe as worse as, the Blue Beetle from earlier this past year. All right. We have it. That's it. Yeah, we're all done. Only three films this week. My God. All right, Alexandra, what did you think about this week's films?
I enjoyed the blend. It was a lot.
I don't know. I liked it. Making it sound like it was a nice, delicious coffee drink, which maybe it wasn't.
It was good.
It was okay. All right. Okay. All right. Tell us where we can find you on social media again.
On Instagram, Alexandra V as in Victor LaBelle.
Right.
And then on Facebook, my name, Alexandra LaBelle.
Alexandra LaBelle. Hey.
It would be great to connect.
Yes. So go check her out on Instagram. Sign up, follow her, see what she's got going on. You're also acting, and you've got many things coming up down the pipeline, correct?
Yeah, I get a couple cool things coming up. I get a movie called The Druid by Jason Anderson and Tyler Nottingham. It's going to be really cool, Celtic feel with like a modern.
And then I get
a horror anthology thriller called The Book of Tears by Eugene Bennett. He's really talented, really cool stuff going on, cinematography, writing, and directing.
Awesome. That's fantastic to hear. I'm already interested in that Druid movie. I want to check that out myself.
Yeah,
very cool. All right, Alexandra, we thank you for joining us on this show and giving your expert analysis on these three films. And we will hopefully see you again in the future.
Yes, awesome. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. All right, guys, a programming note. We were off for the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's Thanksgiving time. Last 2 weeks off in November. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. I'm getting ahead of myself. So we will see you again next time back on Silver Screen Previews on December the 3rd, where we'll be doing a roundtable for that week's newest films. So until then, on behalf of Alexandra, I'm Rob Martin, and we'll catch you next time right back here on Silver Screen Previews.